Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, so many sick fucks, so little time. But Mike Rapp, you gave out the sickest fuck of 2022. I told you there would be more. I told you there would be more. And I am here with the end of the year, sickest of the sick fucks. Plus, I took some bumps. I took some brutal bumps in my fantasy football league, and I'm heading to Miami in my banana hammocks. Apparently it's cold, but I'll be bringing those banana hammocks down to Florida to bring in the new year. All that more in a fantastic, hard-hitting end of the year I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, aka the Bleachers, aka the Dust Brother. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud, but most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Lady, let's fucking go. Boom, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not frozen. I'm right here. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the ziggity zone of disruption. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. Mr. New York, and you are now rocking with the very, very best. Boom. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I hope everybody's feeling good. I hope everybody's feeling safe. And I hope everybody is feeling sane. Oh, man. Wow. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. We are literally at the end of the end of the very end of 2022. This is officially the last podcast of 2022. And then we will be back in the New York state of mind, to quote the great Billy Joel, quote the great Nasty Nas, in 2023. But this is the last podcast of 2022. And I really, truly hope everybody's holidays have been fun. Hope everybody's holidays haven't been too... family is complicated. Is it good? Is it bad? It's good. It's bad. It's frustrating. It's a lot of things. I don't know one person. I don't know who spends a lot of time with their family and walks away and doesn't go, okay, it's just a lot. It's a lot. People don't talk about it. Everybody was, oh, it was great. No, it wasn't. Everybody's poking. That's the thing about family. With the people you love, the people you know the best, you poke, you pry, you fucking nudge, you push, you shove. Sometimes you shove. Sometimes it's like a Patrick Beverly shove in the back of Chris Paul. Sometimes when you're with family, it's like, boom, two-handed shove in the back. But what would life be without family? Ah, who knows? Sometimes I want to know. I'm kidding. I kid. Anyway, I hope everybody's feeling good. I hope everybody is feeling safe. Like I said, this is the last podcast of 2022. I will be heading to Florida. Okay? When you see me next, I will be probably the same color. I don't get tan. But I will have been on a beach. Well, maybe not. I heard it's cold in Florida. Unusually cold in Florida. Shout out to everybody in Buffalo, the Buffalo Rappapack, El Duque, my guy Tony De Niro, everybody in upstate New York, everybody across the country that's been dealing with 48 inches deep snow, 6 feet of snow here, 5.5 feet of snow there, all over the country. Hope everybody's good. Hope everybody's family is good. But like I said, I'll be going to Florida. And you know what? Of course, when I go to Florida, what do I bring? I'll wait. When I go to Florida, I bring my custom-made banana hammock. But unfortunately, this trip, I do not think you are going to be seeing the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the disruptive warrior on the beach in my custom-made banana hammock. Now, people ask, they say, Mike Rapp, they say a dingo. They say disruption, because that's one of my other names, disruption. They say, when you're in Florida, do you actually rock a banana hammock? And the answer is yes. What do you think this is? You think this is a joke? When I say it's banana hammock season, it's banana hammock season. But I ain't trying to go out there and, get sick. You, when I go out there in that banana hammock, whether I bring my yellow one, my purple one, or my neon green banana hammock, I want to get nice and bronzed. I want that sun on me. I want to go in the water. I want to come out looking like a fucking, I want to scare people. When I come out of the ocean in my banana hammock, I want women, children, men running for their lives like they saw a fucking sea monster. That's what I want when I come out of the water. When they see me going into the water and they see that banana hammock and I'm thonged up, I want them going, what the, I want them thinking they saw Bigfoot or like some sort of like decrepit, like I want them scared for their lives going, like a tsunami's coming, like get off the beach, clear like Roy Schneider and Jaws, get out of the water. But unfortunately, I do not think I'm going to be able to rock it. Oh, but I'll be packing it. Oh, yeah. I'll be packing all three of my banana hammocks. And then heading into 2023, I get rid of them. And I'll get some new custom banana hammocks. Because people think this is a joke. I get new banana hammocks yearly. Every year I get brand new banana hammocks, which brings me to, I've been thinking about New Year's goals. Not New Year's resolutions. New Year's goals. Do you have New Year's goals? Because New Year's resolutions, in my opinion, are a waste of time. But I have two New Year's goals as of today. Goal number one. I'm not buying. This is my goal. As I'm saying it, I realize that it's probably not. Well, that's why it's a goal. Goal number one of 2022 is to not buy any more sneakers. I was looking in my sneaker closet this morning, and you see the pandas. You see what it is. You see it. That's flexibility right there. See that? That's flexibility. Not many people could do that. I was looking in my sneaker closet today to get some sneakers out, and I said to myself, are you 12? I have the closet of a 12-year-old boy, of a 15-year-old teenage boy. I don't need this many pairs of sneakers. I got New Balances. I got Jordans on top, and I love them all. And then I'm thinking to myself, you can't wear all of them all the time. I'm going to be 53 in 2022. So New Year's goal, not your New Year's resolution, because that ain't going to stick. Although I do have one of those. But my New Year's goal of 2023, number one, is no more sneakers. Not to buy any more sneakers. And I'm praying that I can make that work. New Year's goal number two. We all know about my fitness gains. Look at me. You see me in the cashmere. You see it coming off. That's real. I worked out this morning. That's real. Cold steel. Pumping it. Like that. I'm pumping that steel like that. I'm in the gym like this. I'm like this. I'm like this. I'm like this. New Year's goal number two for 2023 is to be able to do 50 push-ups in a row. I've never been able to do 50 push-ups in a row. And you're probably like, how could you, the Gringo Man Dingo, how could you, Mike Rapp, how could you, White Mike, not have ever been able to do 50 push-ups in a row? We see you right now. You look like you're a walking 50-piece of push-ups. I know, it's shocking. But I've never been able to do 50 in a row. The most I've been able to do is like 30, 35 in a row. I want to get up to 50. It ain't easy for me. First of all, my arms are long as shit. Second of all, it's just not my thing. We go, but Mike Rapp, we see the chest. We see the buys. We see the tries. How could it not be your thing? I don't know. You got a 71-inch arm. Long way. A long way. So that's a fitness goal, is to be able to do 50 in a row. I don't know how to get there, but I think it's like everything else. It's like, who would have thought I would have gotten up to 6-minute planking? But I did it. Who would have thought I would have made some of the other fitness goals that I made? But I did it. So I'm going to start trying to just increase, even if it's one by one. I think when I get to like 40, it's going to be like, okay, we now today we do 41. And then the next time we do 42. I'm going to get to 50. And I'm posting it. Because if you don't post it, it didn't happen. That's just a fact. If you don't post it, it didn't happen. So that's New Year's goal number two. My third New Year's goal, or this might be a New Year's resolution. I don't know what the definition of resolution is. But they always talk about coming from a place of yes or coming from a place of no. You know, they say, come from a place of yes, where you just say yes to everything. Come from a place of no, where you sort of put boundaries up. My New Year's resolution, because last year and in life, I don't know what it is. I've been in a contemplative mood lately. It was a couple of shows that I want to talk about that have sort of brought up some feelings. Best Man, Final Chapters, and Fleischman's in Trouble, which I'm making a mental note to get to those. But I was thinking, I don't know what it is. And you're probably like, how does this happen to you, Mike Rapp? I come from a place of yes. And you know what happens when you come from a place of yes? A lot of times people take advantage of your yeses. And then you go, well, I'm going to come from a place of no. And then that's not really my natural thing. Because my natural thing is to go yes. And you go, really? You seem like a curmudgeon-y, fucking grumpy cocksucker, Mike Rapp. And that's true. But I genuinely, I'm a gullible fuck is really what I am. So Heading into 2023, I'm not coming from a place of yes. I'm not coming from a place of no. I'm coming from a place of fuck no. I'm coming from a place of I can't do it. No, I don't want to do it. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm blocking your number. Can't make it. Never going to make it. Have no explanation. I'm 53. I don't care. I'm shutting you down. I'll change my phone number. Don't ask. Because sometimes, even if it's a simple thing, like somebody say, you want to have coffee? And I go, okay, I'll have coffee with you. I'll have coffee. And I know I don't need to be having coffee with you. I'm sitting there with the coffee 15, 20 minutes later. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? You're killing me. You're brutalizing me. I don't need to be having coffee. I don't need to be having tea. I don't need to be having mushroom tea. I don't need cacao, maca, mocha, hot chocolate, hot water, cold water. I don't need to be sitting here with you any longer. We could have discussed this on a text. There was one incident, 2022, me and my wife, we came from a place of yes. People said, you want to have dinner? And I was like, okay. Because my normal is just like, fuck no, can't make it. But okay, I'll do it. It's 2.5 hours of my life. These people suck your soul out. They're like auditioning, they're tap dancing, they're doing bits. I'm like, what? No, I'm coming from a place of not available, can't make it, don't want to do it. And if all those things don't make sense to you, leave me the fuck alone. That's where I'm coming from, a place of leave me the fuck alone in 2023. I am Rappaport
Podcast. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I wanted to also tell you, you see the cashmere here. Black cashmere. King of cashmere. It's cashmere season. If it's cold in Florida, it must be cold all over the country. I don't know where everybody is. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Worldwide phenomenon. Australia, New Zealand, Spain, China. Did they listen to us in China? They probably got bootleg copies, DVDs. France. Shout out to Mr. New York, Hawaii, Turkey, Italy. I hope everybody's good. I hope everybody's warm. But, and I have no affiliation with this brand. I talk about cashmere, and there's a brand called Nadam. I think it's N-A-A-D-A-M or N-A-D-A-M. I think it's N-A-A-D-A-M. Very fairly priced, very good quality cashmere. Number one for you. Number one as a gift. You could get yourself some sweatpants, a scarf, a hat. Good cashmere at a good price. And you know that I know cashmere because I am who? Who am I? The king of cashmere. Nothing to do with the brand. Don't know them. don't want to know them, but I was hip to them. There's different levels of cashmere. I don't know how long it lasts, but I got a couple of pieces of new cashmere. This one in particular, Nadam. Check it out. Fairly priced cashmere. Rough. Very rough week in a fantasy football. And I know some people like Mike Rapp, we don't care. We have our own problems. We have our own fantasy football highs. Some of you might be going, Mike Rapp, don't bring me down. My team won. I'm not here to bring you down. I am here to share with you what happened to me in my two leagues. Number one, I lost in the Stern League again. I don't know how I haven't won this league, the Stern Show Fantasy Football League. I don't know what happened. We were cooking. We were running high. And some people want to ask, did you lose to that monkey-faced ape, Baba Booey? Did you lose to that horse-toothed jackass? No, that gorilla wasn't in the playoffs. Did you lose to that stuttering, stammering freak, JD? No, I didn't lose to him either. Did you lose to Richard Christie, that dirty hillbilly that you spanked? You spanked his ass raw? No, it wasn't him. I lost to Ben Bardo in the Stern Show Fantasy Football League, and it hurt. It hurt. So what I wanted to do is win that league and then leave it. I shouldn't even be playing with these motherfuckers in the Stern Show Fantasy Football League. They're not even worth my time. I spit on them. And then in my money league, I was playing a guy named John X. Big, I guess. I don't know anything about this fucking guy. I know he doesn't have a chin. No, literally. I don't know if he has a chin. I lost to this guy, and it was brutal. Sunday, this past Sunday and Saturday, the amount of football that I watched was beyond what a fan. I love football. I love fantasy football. I watched 9 hours of this shit. And it was highs, and it was lows, and it was thrills, and it was spills. And at one point, it was like, we got you, you fuck. We got you. And I had rants. I had videos. I had video presentations planned. And then it was like a poke, and then like, oh, that hurt. And then there's a little blood coming out, and then it was just a wound. It got bigger and bigger and bigger, and there was no ambulance. Nobody was coming to help, and I'm bleeding out slow. And then I'm like, oh, it's getting better. And then someone came and punctured the wound, and it's just worse and worse and worse. And I lost my money league, and there's money involved. Oh, yeah, there's money involved. This is the league with Joe Buttons and Ja Rule, okay? And I was playing a guy, again, who I seriously don't think he has a chin. I don't know if he had it, like, removed or if he ever had a chin. But I lost to him. And I blame a few people. I don't blame him. I blame the offensive coordinator for the Las Vegas Raiders. You motherfucker, you. Josh Jacobs is the rushing leader on your miserable fucking team. He's the best player on your team. No disrespect to Devontae Adams. Why the fuck aren't you Earl Campbelling Josh Jacobs? Give him the fucking rock. He struggled for contract. He struggled, you know, with injuries. Give him the fucking ball. Number two, the offensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos, you're losing 79-1 to Baker Mayfield and the LA Rams. Why is Jerry Jeudy in the game? Jerry Jeudy, I'm playing against him. He's racking up fucking points on me. Let him rest. He almost broke his fucking ankle in the first half. You should be fired. You got one of your best players on the field while you're down 47-1 for morale. You lost to Baker Mayfield. You got blown out by Baker Mayfield. Shout out to you, Baker Mayfield. I got to tell you, you decimated that Denver Broncos defense. And I've said a lot of things about you right here on this here I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, I appreciate what you did. I believe in redemption, and I appreciate what you did. I'm wishing you nothing but the best going forward. Let's just call it a clean slate. But I made all the right decisions. I fact-checked. I called my guru. We did everything we could to win the game. We just didn't win. And I don't know if I said this once already, but I lost to a guy who has no chin. Did I mention that? I don't know if I mentioned that. It's fine. But it takes a good man to talk shit when he's down, and I'm down. Not totally out. There's still some prizes to play for. Let's just call it prizes. But now I'm looking for that smoke, that work, that action. So I'm looking for one-on-ones off the grid. I'm looking for that bump. Huh? I'm looking for that bump. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. So, yeah. You chinless freak. You beat me. Even though you don't make your decisions. The guy who beat me, his brother makes all the decisions. You fuck. You sleep well at night knowing that I don't know if it's your older brother. I don't know if it's your younger brother. I don't know if your brother is also missing a chin. But do you sleep well at night knowing that the person who actually beat me wasn't you, it was your brother? But now I'm looking for that work. That bump. That's all I'm going to talk about with fantasy football. Because probably one of the most boring things anyone could ever listen to is somebody else talking about the minutiae, the details of their fantasy football win or loss. I get it. But they're on me. There's a text chain. They're on me. You know why they're on me? Because that's what they want to do when a champion is down. We won the league. I'm contradicting what I just said. That's it. That's all I'm saying. I don't need to go into the details of what I accomplished in my fantasy football league because it's boring. I know you don't want to hear it. I'm just going to tell you this, that they're on me. They're in my ass. No Bruno. And I expected it. I expected it because that's what happens when you're at the fucking top of the mountain. They want to rip you. I'm King Kong on the... This is the Empire State Building. This is me flagging mother, kicking mother. I'm holding on to the Empire State Building like this. They want to knock me off. See me on the ground. I ain't letting go. I might have lost the battle. I lost the season. I lost the war. It's fine. I'm going to move on. Let's just move on. As you probably have heard, as you probably have seen, we gave out the coveted I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast sickest fucks of 2022. Now, I knew if we didn't wait to the very, very, very last drop, the last day of the year, there would be more sick fucks because there's always so many sick fucks, so little time. There's always so many. I'm telling you, talk about betting. Talk about a sure bet. Rest assured, the last few days of December, they'll emerge. They will come out of the woodworks all over the place, not just Florida. All over the place. The month of December is the sickest sick fuck month of the year. Always. And the last few days and early January, it's just like clockwork. So going into the final episode of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast 2022, like I said, I knew there would be more. We gave out our sickest of the sickest. We could roll these animals over into 2023 and put them up for award categories for the sickest fucks of 2023. You know where this is going. This is an I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast award-winning segment. That's right. We got the trophies. We got the medals. We got the pins to prove it. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Sick Fuck of the Week. Woo! Oh, yes.
This is an award that is earned, not given. Earned, not given. It's called the Sick Fuck of the Week.
The Sick She's fuck. Really fucking sick, man. She's fucking whack.
Why? Make him stop.
You smell like a sick fuck. You look like a sick
that
fuck.
That ain't supposed to be on a plane, you sick
what
you, fuck,
what,
you.
What are you doing? Hey, man, leave that chicken alone. Leave the chicken alone. Well, what are you doing to the chicken? That doesn't belong in a chicken.
You hear the music. You hear the music. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast award-winning segment, the Sick Fucks of the Week. This is an award that is earned, not given. It is an award that is earned, yet not given. It goes out to a certain somebody with a certain, how do the French say? What do they say? We call it charisma. They call it a certain, je ne sais quoi. A certain je ne sais quoi, that it factor. That star making it factor. Because there's terrible things on the news and you go, whoa, why isn't that a sick fuck? It brings you down. Some of these, of course, they'll bring you down. But we try to go to the wildest of the wild with some sort of, I don't know, something that separates them from the pack. And I got to give a shout out to all listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. If you have any suggestions, DM me. You can email us at iamrappaportstereopodcast@gmail.com. You could DM me everywhere. But the best place is Instagram. But without further ado, these are the last sick fucks of the week. And like I said, I'll roll them over for award-winning categories for 2023. That's the rules, man. It's always so many sick fucks, so little time. Just when we think we're done, there's more. There's more. And I know there'll be more the rest of the year. But I'm going to be on a beach somewhere, okay? In Florida. Okay? It's my mother's 75th birthday. I'm going down to Florida. I'm going to see my mother in Florida, which I know is probably one of the most Jewish things that a Jewish person could say. I'm going to Florida to see my mother. It doesn't get much more Jewish than that. In Michigan, a mother was arrested for harassing her own daughter online. A teenager in Michigan was being harassed online by an anonymous person, bullying her, calling her names, shaming her. The daughter was complaining to the mother. This is sick. This is nuts. The daughter was complaining to the mother. The mother is such a sick fuck and also a dumb fuck that she went to the authorities. The authorities take that seriously. The authorities tracked the IP to the mother who was harassing her own teenage daughter. This is what makes a sick fuck. This is what separates somebody from the pack. You see? There's so many sick fucks, so little time. And people say, well, put this one, put that. This is a sick fuck. A mother who's harassing her daughter, bullying her, calling her crazy things that I don't even want to say because this is a teenage girl. About her weight, about her looks, about all these things. The mother, dumb fuck that she is, calls the cops. And the cops trace it back. This is some Law and Order SVU. Where's Ice Cube when you need him? Ice T. Bring in Ice T. This is like some NBC Law and Order SVU shit. You dumb fuck. You sick fuck. Lock her up. Oh, we need to lock you up. Moving on. This came from OG Paul Wall. This came from a few other people. Send them in. The more the merrier. Is New Jersey in the house? Is Dirty Jers in Tsukasa, a landlord in New Jersey who owns some rental properties in New Jersey? 75-year-old sick fuck has been arrested for what? For keeping a bad property? No. Bullying tenants for money? No. What he was trying to do was get that ass. This sick fuck, this 75-year-old sick fuck, slumlord cocksucker in Jersey, he was proposing sex, and he had sex with tenants who didn't or couldn't pay rent. Now you're in jail, homie. Now we're going to take the property back. Okay? This is over the holidays. This is supposed to be the time of giving, and you were trying to take that ass from your tenants. And now we're going to put you in jail and you might get that ass taken from your cellmate. Moving on. Oh, yes. Woo. This is a good one. And let me tell you something. The rule always applies. 99.9% of the time when we do the Sick Fuck of the Week segment, they look like sick fucks. You go, oh, what does that mean? Well, boom. Take a look at this fucking guy with the makeup and the tattoos all up. Listen, no disrespect to anybody who wants to get a tattoo on their face, but there's certain kinds of tattoos on the face where you go, this is not art. This is not expression. This is mental illness. You want to look nuts? Well, the reason why you want to look nuts is because you are nuts. This fuck... not only tattooed his grill, he got his teeth, like, you know, severed and chiseled to be like fangs. Huh. This animal in Michigan, sorry, Michigan, love the state of Michigan. After this sick fuck, I'm going to bring up something about Michigan I didn't know I was going to bring up today. Sharpened his teeth and has been accused and arrested of kidnapping, assaulting a pregnant woman. And threatened to rip out her teeth with his fangs. Look at this fucking guy. This is a sick fuck. This is what it's all about. Now you're going to go to jail. We're going to see. We're going to see how that plays out in jail, homie. Because you come in there with the tattoos all over your face and your fangs and all that shit. Now you're in prison, homie. We're going to see if you're really, really about that Dracula life. I am Rappaport.
Podcast. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Michigan. So, if you may recall, I did 7 shows in Michigan, 7 great shows in Michigan. And I want to get the names of the places I performed downright. I performed in Holland, Michigan, November 3rd. I performed in Grand Rapids, Michigan, November 4th and November 5th. Okay? That's five shows. Holland, Michigan, and Grand Rapids. Great shows, great crowds. I haven't been paid yet. I have not been paid yet because of some degenerate, creep, cock-sucking, club-owning motherfucker. And I ain't gonna say your name yet. Called you, you fuck. My agents have called you, you fuck. We still haven't been paid, you fuck you. But I performed five shows, glorious, fantastic shows. Gave it my fucking all. And this fuck hasn't paid me yet. Very upsetting. Very frustrating. And let's just call this a warning shot. Let's just call this, I see ya. I know who you are, you fuck. Hashtag lawyer up. Or, I don't know. I don't know. But I haven't been paid yet for my shows in Michigan. And those shows were great. A lot of I Am Rapport Stereo podcast listeners. A lot of fans busted my ass. Great shows. Haven't been paid yet for those shows. I don't know what's going on in Michigan. No, it's cold. It's cold here too. Pay up, you fuck you. Moving on. This is a darker sick fuck. Because this isn't the first time this has happened. But I believe this is the first time it happened where someone was killed. There was another shooting in the Mall of America. A 19-year-old kid was shot and killed in the Mall of America a couple of days ago over the holidays. And I don't know, is it time to shut this place down? Is it time to frisk people before they come in the Mall of America? Is that infringing on people's rights? Not fact-checking, but I believe the state of Minnesota is a open-to-carry state. I'm not sure. But if you can't go to a mall where there's Starbucks, where there's Lululemon, where there's Nike stores, where there's hat stores, where there's perfume stores, where there's Macy's, where there's this, that, and the third, and be safe. Where are we safe? Like, what is happening that you go into a mall, the Mall of America? It's very ironic that people are getting shot on the regular. This is on the regular basis now in the Mall of America. The fact that it's named the Mall of America and there's shootings there is so American. We have to stop this. We have to stop this. And why isn't this being discussed more? Why aren't all the shootings being discussed more? Who cares about the circumstances? Who cares about what color the shooter was, what color the victim was? There's shootings all the time. We're so desensitized to it. We're so used to it that it gets the Mall of America. A 19-year-old kid gets shot over the holidays. And a lot of you are probably getting that information for the first time from me. Terrible. Not funny. Not good. Not dope. Finally, in Thailand, is Thailand in Tsukasa? Now, I've been to Thailand. Let me tell you something. It's real. What's real? All of it. Whatever you heard, whatever rumors, whatever you've read about, it's real in Thailand. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand. It's wild. You could get it however you want it. What's it? Whatever you want. Whatever your imagination, whatever the darkest part of your imagination wants, you could get it in Thailand. Oh, yeah. A sick funk in Thailand is on the loose. A tourist. He's white. You stick out in Thailand if you're white. We know you're a tourist if you're in Thailand and you're white with blonde hair. They don't know where this sick fuck is from because he looks like it could be from anywhere. It could be from New York, Minnesota. It could be from France. It could be from Denmark. They got a lot of blondes in Sweden. This animal, he didn't want to do it. Do it in the dark. Do it in the park. He wanted to do it on the side of the road in broad daylight. This sick fuck is on the loose for having sex with what we're assuming is a woman. But like I said, in Thailand, you never know. I am telling you, they got it all mixed and matched over there. You don't know what you're talking to. You don't know if that person could have, you could be talking to a fullback. Like a great former, you know, college football player. And now he's a she. Take a walk on the wild side. Shout out to the great Lou Reed. Take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe. Take a walk on the wild side. And the color girls go, what? We're going to find you, you sick fuck. Even Thailand has rules and regulations. They're going to catch you and they don't play. They put you in a Thai jail. They cane you. They know that shit gets wacky in Thailand, but they like to keep it inside. You can't be freaking off on the side of the road. They're going to find you. And you, yo, Thai jail is no joke. Anyway. There's so many sick fucks, so little time. There's so many sick fucks, so little time. We're coming to the end here. January, I'll be back on the road. I will be in San Antonio. Never been to San Antonio. Never performed in San Antonio. I will be performing at LOL San Antonio, the 12th, 13th, and 14th in San Antonio, which I can't wait for. A lot of people have been asking about those shows. And then I'll be in Orlando the 20th and the 21st. Two nights, four shows performing in Orlando. Then I got a bunch of shows in February. I'm about to post all the dates at michaelrapportcomedy.com. Those are the dates for the shows in January. San Antonio in Orlando. Came, saw, disrupted. Kiggity, came, saw, disrupted. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. What more can I say? What more can I do? To quote the great Jigga Man, Jay-Z. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice, yes. Take me out of here with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. It's I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Have a good one. Have a safe one. And happy New Year. I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I'm out.
Two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.